Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, May 11, 1816, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published a proclamation in the name of the Honorable John Spooner, President and Commander-in-Chief of Barbados, Chancellor Ordinary, and Vice Admiral of the same. The proclamation came in the wake of the April 14th to 16th Busser-led slave rebellion, and specifically referenced the wide-scale looting which had occurred during the upheaval. The decree began by stating that representation had been made to the authorities in relation to significant amounts of property of different descriptions that had been feloniously stolen from plantation dwelling houses and buildings during the Easter slave uprising. Notwithstanding the declaration of martial law and the brutal suppression of the rebellion by the authorities, most of the property stolen during the insurrection had not been returned to the rightful owners. It was therefore assumed that this stolen property was being clandestinely concealed by some persons in contravention of the law. Free or enslaved persons who had in their possession stolen property or had knowledge of where plundered items were concealed were therefore called upon to render these items or intelligence to the commanding officer of the battalion of their parish. To induce such action, His Majesty's free pardon was offered to all persons who came forward within 10 days and made a voluntary confession and due restitution. The proclamation also prohibited illegal grog shops, dram shops, or punch houses by prohibiting the sale or barter of rum or any spirituous liquors to any enslaved person or any person in exchange for goods of any kind. In addition, persons legally licensed to vend rum or spirituous liquors could only do so between the hours of sunrise and sunset. Members of the Barbados militia were enjoined to strictly enforce the edict in the spirit and tenor thereof. On this day, May 11, 1816, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published an official proclamation which sought to recover property looted during the 1816 Busser-led slave rebellion. By issuing this decree, the authorities in effect conceded that their efforts at reclaiming stolen property thus far had been an utter failure.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.